It was pieces of wood that were in the shape of an A or an X frame that they would lay boards across to work on it or to use it kind of as a table to work on. Now you meant, what did you call that, a horse?
Pardon me?
The thing, the A and X frames made out of wood. Did you call them a sawhorse?
A sawhorse, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now I was wondering, we were talking about different types of fences. Would people have in this area ever made fences or enclosures out of stone or rock? Would they ever had stone?
Not at that time, no. That was in.
Well, I'll put you down in the
before that.
Okay. Was sheep ranching ever big in this area? Was it big?
Not
when you
here, no.
Mostly cattle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Is there a difference between a stone and a rock?
Hold on a second. Let me get some glasses or something.
A stone and a rock, is there a difference between those?
Same thing, okay. As far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Could you tell me, were there different kinds of plows that were used on the farm, on the ranch? Depending on what the kind of work y'all were doing, were there different kinds of plows? What kind of plow did y'all
Well, a walking plow.
Okay.
A one bottom.
Okay, one bottom. Would that be like a V plow? Would that be... Or a Lister, is that the same thing as like a Lister?
Well, they had a deal similar to a Lister at that time too, but here we never used it. We used a walking plow.
Okay.
Two-way.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called a G-Whiz?
Okay, no.
Not for me. Did y'all ever use anything like a spring tooth harrow?
Or spring tooth harrow, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what is that?
Well, it's a tool that digs and kind of loosens up the soil more than a regular harrow would.
Okay, a regular harrow would be called just a harrow?
Just a harrow.
Okay. And would you have ever used like a spike tooth harrow?
Yeah,
well, that'd be more of a homemade one.
Okay.
We never used it here.
I was wondering if there were other tools that you might have used to break up the land besides the harrows.
Disc.
Yeah. Okay,
a what?
A disc.
Disc. And what is that like? I'm not familiar with that.
It has wheels and they slant it and they just kind of tear through it a little bit, break up the big clods.
Okay. Did y'all ever use any buck scrapers or anything, buck rakes or anything like that?
Not here.
Okay. That's not so. How about Fresnos? Is that a word that's familiar to you?
Yeah, I know what they are. We never used one here.
What did we use? Just a dump rake? What do you call our horse rake?
That's a dump rake.
A dump rake?
Yeah.
Now, how is that different than like a buck rake?
Buck rake is forward, and they raise it up and throw it right into the stack.
I see. And what does a dump rake do?
It just rakes it up, and you go along and pick it up, and then dump it again.
Trip it, and it raises and leaves a roll.
Okay. But no Fresno, nothing big like that. Y'all would never.
We didn't have it here, but they did have them.
Okay.
I know I'm familiar with them. Okay. I know what they are.
Were there any other ranching tools that you used on the ranch that you don't really see much anymore? That people just one things we're looking for are things that people might have used back then.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, good. Were there any other kind of ranching tools that would have been used?
Yeah. Mostly hand tools.
Okay.
Oh no, more. That was pulled by horses.
Okay, a mower.
Yeah.
Okay. And the thing that they would have used to, this is just a word I was going to, the thing they would have used to cut the wool off a sheep, call it shears?
For what now?
Cutting wool off of sheep.
That would be a shears, yeah.
Okay. And now tell me, when did you get your first automobile? When did y'all get your first truck or automobile?
Well, my dad got his first one, a Model T, in 1921.
How about that?